Well, girls high school postseason softball continued last night in regional quarterfinal round play in Class 3A. Region number 8, Atlantic opens up the postseason with a win. Atlantic with a 12-2 victory over Clarinda. Shenandoah also moves on with a 12-0 win over Red Oak. Kemper Catholic beat East Sac County 21-17. And it was Green County over Pocahontas Area 10-2. That sets up the 3A Region 8 semifinals on Friday. Atlantic will play Shenandoah in Atlantic, while at Jefferson, Green County will host Kemper Catholic. In Class 2A Region number 8 action yesterday, IKM Manning beat AHSTW 9-0. Nottoway Valley 10-0 winners over Southwest Valley. Missouri Valley beat Tri-Center 9-0. And it was Trainer 21-4 over St. Albert. The Friday Class 2A Region 8 semifinals have Nottoway Valley playing IKM Manning in Irwin. And at Missouri Valley, Mo Valley will play host to Trainer. In Class 1A action last night in Region 7, Exira EHK, a 15-9 winner over Lennox. Glidden-Ralston beat Griswold 9-3. Stanton outscored Essex 14-13, and it was Logan Magnolia over Fremont Mills 13-1. That sets up the 1A Region 7 semifinals Friday night. Glidden-Ralston will play Exira EHK that game at Glidden, and that'll be a 5:30 start time. Also, Logan Magnolia will host Stanton in another regional semifinal. In Class 1A Region 8 quarterfinals last night, Newell Fonda defeats Adair Casey 11-0. It was Charter Oak Ute 10-2 over Riverside. Westwood beat Bowyer Valley 9-5. And Woodbury Central over Woodbine 17-0. The Friday semifinals have Woodbury Central playing Westwood at Moville. And Charter Oak Ute will host Newell Fonda in another semifinal. Postseason girls softball continues tonight. 4A and 5A teams hit the diamonds. In Class 4A Region 8, games in this area include Carroll at Lewis Central and Glenwood at Harlan. Both those games getting underway at 7 o'clock this evening. In high school regular season boys baseball play yesterday, among the matchups, it was Cam winning over East Union 1-0. Guthrie Center beat Audubon 8-1. Stanton over Adair Casey 6-2. Trainer beat West Central Valley 14-4. Trainer also swept a doubleheader from Riverside 18-1 and 21-5. It was Underwood downing AHSTW 6-4. Underwood beat Fremont Mills 7-1. Shenandoah topping Nishnabotna 4-2. Creston over Red Oak 10-4. Dallas Center Grimes beat Harlan 9-6. Abraham Lincoln 2-1 winners over Glenwood. Carroll beat Kemper Catholic in 8 innings 4-3. Denison downing North Fayette Valley 9-3. It was Arweva over Bowyer Valley 8-1. Coon Rapids Bayard beat IKM Manning 7-0. Hinton over West Harrison 10-0. Logan Magnolia downs Westwood 11-7. Missouri Valley beat Woodbine 14-3. And Twin River Valley downs Glidden-Ralston by a final of 7-6. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Johnny Peralta hit a two-run homer with two outs in the ninth inning, and the St. Louis Cardinals jolted the Chicago Cubs 6-5 last night. The Cardinals trailed 5-4, and Cubs reliever Pedro Strop quickly retired the first two batters in the ninth. Matt Carpenter followed with a four-pitch walk, and Peralta connected on a 1-2 pitch, hitting a drive that barely cleared the wall in left field for his 12th home run. Miguel Sokolovich got two outs for the win. Trevor Rosenthal gave up a two-out double to Addison Russell in the bottom of the ninth, but struck out Dexter Fowler for his 25th save in 26 chances. The Cubs took a 5-4 lead in the sixth on Miguel Montero's three-run double. Cardinals manager Mike Matheny and catcher Yadier Molina were both ejected after Montero's hit. They were arguing that the pitch before the double should have been called a strike instead of a ball. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Milwaukee beat Atlanta 6-5. The Mets over San Francisco 4-1. Pittsburgh beat San Diego 5-2. Dodgers down Philadelphia 5-0. Cincinnati at Washington was rained out yesterday. In the American League, Lorenzo Cain and Gerard Dyson hit two-run homers. Alcides Escobar had four hits, and the Kansas City Royals pounded Rays all-star Chris Archer before holding off Tampa Bay 9-7 last night. The Royals lost all-star outfielder Alex Gordon to a strained groin in the fourth inning. He was hurt on Logan Forsythe's inside-the-park home run. Dyson countered with an inside-the-park homer two innings later. It was the first time there were two in one game since the Cubs' Sammy Sosa and the Pirates' Tony Womack did it on May 26th of 1997. Tampa Bay swept a doubleheader Tuesday. They fell for the 10th time in 11 games. Jeremy Guthrie got the win. Joe Blanton gave up three runs in the ninth before Greg Holland got the final two outs, stranding runners on second and third to earn his 17th save. Archer allowed a career-high 9 runs on 11 hits over 6 innings of work. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, it was Minnesota beating Baltimore 5-3. Detroit got by Seattle 5-4. The Yankees clipped Oakland 5-4. Cleveland doubled up Houston 4-2. And the White Sox outlasting Toronto in 11 innings by a final of 7-6. In interleague action yesterday, the Boston Red Sox beat Miami 6-3. Arizona beat Texas 7-4. And the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim were winners over Colorado by a score of 3-2. Todd Frazier, who will have the backing of the hometown fans in Cincinnati, is paired with two-time champion Prince Fielder of Texas in the first round of Monday's All-Star Home Run Derby in Cincinnati. In this year's new format, Chicago Cubs rookie Chris Bryant is in a pairing with the Los Angeles Angels' Albert Pujols. Toronto's Josh Donaldson is in a bracket with the Chicago Cubs' Anthony Rizzo. And the Los Angeles Dodgers rookie Jock Peterson takes on Baltimore's Manny Machado. The Frazier Fielder winner faces Donaldson or Rizzo. Then the Bryant Pujols winner goes against Peterson or Machado. Each batter gets 5 minutes per round, and home runs in each batter's final minute stop the clock. Players can earn up to 1 minute, 30 seconds of bonus time based on the home run distance. In other baseball news, Nationals center fielder Denard Span will be sidelined through the All-Star break because of lingering back spasms. Span has missed 5 of the last 12 games with that problem. He's hitting .305 with a team-high 11 stolen bases. The Kansas City Royals could soon have their banged-up starting rotation back to normal. Right-hander Yordano Ventura will come off the disabled list today to start the series finale against Tampa Bay. And left-hander Jason Vargas is expected to return from the disabled list after the All-Star break. Both have been out since early June. The New York Yankees got two of their stars back. They activated center fielder Jacoby Ellsbury and closer Andrew Miller from the disabled list yesterday. Fourth-seeded and French Open champion Stan Wawrinka is gone. He was upset by Richard Gasquet 6-4, 4-6, 3-6, 6-4, and 11-9 in the Wimbledon quarterfinal round yesterday. Gasquet will now face top-seeded Novak Djokovic, who beat Marin Cilic 6-4, 6-4, and 6-4. This marks Djokovic's sixth straight appearance in the Wimbledon semifinals. The other men's semifinal has second-seeded Roger Federer meeting third-seed Andy Murray. Federer beat number 12 Gilles Simon of France 6-3, 7-5, and 6-2 to reach the final for the 10th time. Murray eliminated Canada's Vasek Pospisil in straight sets 6-4, 7-5, and 6-2 yesterday. And in golf news, Rory McIlroy won't be back to defend his title in the British Open. The world's number one player has announced that a ruptured ligament in his left ankle will keep him out of St. Andrews for the third major of the season next week. McIlroy said he injured his ankle while playing soccer with some buddies in Northern Ireland over the weekend. He will be the first player not to try to defend his Open title since Ben Hogan made that decision in 1954. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.